I'm Jeff for the morning. It's time for our Thursday morning conversation now. And as promised, Joan Litwitz is here, and so is Patty Panfil from Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, among other places. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Both of you wear several hats, don't you?
Correct.
Yes. And Patty, why can't I hardly hear you here?
I don't know.
Oh, the microphone's got to come up a little bit higher.
There we go. How's that? Can you hear me now? Perfect. Can you hear me now?
Perfect. Patty, you're also at the Senior Center an awful lot.
I'm the director at the Senior Center, correct.
Yes, and how are things over at the Senior Center these days? Because we haven't talked about it in a long time.
No, real good. Real good. We have bingo on Thursday. We're getting some more residents or people coming in to eat at the on-site dining. We're trying to get some entertainment.
Okay. So as far as the senior meals, tell me a little bit about that, because last time we talked to ADRC folks, they say we're still looking for volunteer drivers.
The ADRC is still looking for volunteer drivers, mostly for substitute.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
The regular drivers are pretty set?
Pretty set.
Oh, good.
They
good,
have
good.
Their routes or what have you. So the senior center as such, the building houses Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, as well as the ADRC and the senior center. So we all kind of help each other. It's kind of a continuum of services. If one organization doesn't know something for a person that comes in with questions, the other person can answer that.
See, I knew some of that, but since I just talked to Joan about TAIV stuff, I figured we'd start with you this morning about senior center stuff.
Okay.
Because how many people are coming for lunch on a daily basis?
Oh, really? It's kind of down, maybe
six, seven,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's all? Only six or seven? Well, mm-hmm. We can look at that in a positive light and saying everybody's eating well at home.
But they also do, I don't know, I think it's 62, 72 meals that are delivered.
Okay, so. But people should know if you want to go to the senior center for some intermingling and good food to eat. That's a place to be. What are the times?
For the lunch is served at 11:30.
Okay, yep. So get there by 11:30. You'll have a place to sit, something good to eat, and people
to
talk to.
You have to register in advance, though.
You have to? Yeah. Okay, so how does that work? The day before, a week
day
before?
Day before, by noon.
Okay.
And you have to call in.
Because they need to know how many meals
to
have ready.
Correct, to ship out.
Besides eating, what else happens at senior lunchtime? Playing cards? Is there any canasta going on?
Exactly,
or anything?
Canasta.
Really?
Several times a week, almost daily. Yes, they're the canasta group. Exactly.
So people can call the senior center to find out more if they want to.
Absolutely.
What's your number over there, Patty?
453-5757.
Okay. Now, also in the building is Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, and that's where Joan Litwitz comes in now, and she wears a lot of hats around here, too. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
So, Wade, last time you were here, we introduced people to a golf outing, which is coming up rapidly. How's the golf outing sign-up going?
The planning is coming along. We have pretty close to 10 teams signed up. We could use a few more.
Okay.
Still a few more out there forming who are looking for a team. So we have two people looking for another because it's a foursome.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to golf and needs a team, like a full team, call us. But it's coming along. You know, we're putting our raffles together.
When is the drop-dead date as far as when people can sign up for the 22nd
golf outing? We want to go about a week before, so like the 14th or 15th, and that's just for meal preparation.
Correct.
Okay, good. So what's all going to happen with that golf outing? Take us through the whole schedule.
Oh, good question. I just learned about golf planning
last year. What does it say
year.
On the poster right in front of you? How about we start there?
Okay, good idea. It is a foursome, and with that $200, so $50 a person, you get a golf cart, lunch, and then lots of games, prizes, and some raffles, too. And we are going to start at, registration is at 9, or you can pre-register with us, and a shotgun start at 10 o'clock.
And I already know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. How has the business community responded for the raffle stuff?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Our community is just very, very giving. We have our whole sponsors almost filled up. We could use a few more. It's only $100. But as always, our business community comes through and just provides.
And as far as Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers in general go, can anybody that wants to come to this and help support that organization, whether they are golfing or not, can they just come out and we're out at...
We are at Edgewater.
Edgewater. Okay, yep. So there's always good stuff to eat at Edgewater. So you can come out there, get something good to eat, talk to some folks. You don't necessarily have to golf to support
the
cause.
Buy some raffles.
But
if you want to golf, I don't golf. I'm not a very good golfer.
Okay.
When I hit the ball... I'm considered a golfer.
Yeah, but you never know where the thing's going to land. That's it, huh?
That's right. But I would have to say that we have some serious golfers, and we also have golfers that just come for fun.
Yeah.
What do they call it? F-U-N.
We invite everyone.
Yeah. Duffers included.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So if you like the game of golf, I love the game of golf, but I'm the same way. When I hit that thing, I have no idea what direction it's going in.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed it goes down the middle, but that rarely happens. I did it once. I hit like a 270-yard drive off a practice tee once, and I thought, gosh, if I can do that again, I'm going to turn pro. And the second time I did it, I still don't know where the ball is.
Yeah.
So that's golf. That's golf. But anyway, Saturday the 22nd, lots of good things, lots of fun, and you can still sign up. About a week or so to go yet to sign up.
Yep.
Okay.
It's coming up quick.
So whether you're a single person, you have two people, it's for foursomes. How is that like a best ball style tournament? Is
yes.
that what they're calling it? Okay.
Yeah. So if you have one good golfer.
Yeah, that's all you need. One good golfer and good company for the rest.
Yes.
Okay, so that's coming up on the 22nd at Edgewater. Now, we're going to reveal something. I don't like putting people on the spot, but it seems to me, I'm not even sure if both of you know exactly what we're going to talk about here, but senior community picnic sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so myself, the board, the TAVE board, and actually Patty is on our board, we have decided to do a community picnic, like a community senior picnic. We've been talking about seeing what our senior needs are here in Tomahawk, and what a better way to do that is to get everybody together, to come together for a meal. We're going to plan a lunch. We have a date set, but there's more details coming. So we are going to be on Thursday, August 10th. But just getting folks together, it could be a volunteer recruitment opportunity, and then also to see what the needs are of our seniors in our community. So we want to hear from people, and then hopefully that might be able to build a program that TAVE can offer.
Okay. So generally speaking, good company, good food. What's the food going to be? Do you have a menu figured out yet, or how it's going to work?
I don't have that yet. We are going to work with a caterer.
Okay.
Yep.
And you probably know a good one or two.
We do in town here.
Good. Excellent. And so it's going to be good food, good company, and you're really looking for feedback. That's going to be the other thing.
Okay. Yep. And we're going to talk about opportunities at TAVE, how somebody might be able to serve as a volunteer, because we need volunteers to continue to serve the folks that we have, our care receivers, drivers, or somebody to just do personal visits, and just hear what our community has to say.
And I understand from our last conversation, brand new wheels at TAIV,
yes.
too, right?
Yes. That van is going to be on the road. We have run into some paperwork, government paperwork stuff.
Go figure.
It's issues. All over. Just a sticker. It was just a sticker, but we're ready to go. Again, it's a beautiful vehicle, beautiful van, able to serve so many more people. Again, we do need some drivers.
And so people that use the van, what are they using it for?
Well, this van has an operated lift, so it's not this big ramp where they have to pull it down and push somebody in. It has an electric lift. Put somebody on that ramp and zip them right up.
Okay.
So we
so
could,
people with mobility issues, yes. This is a godsend.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And this van, particularly for getting that ramp, is not only for the care receiver, but also the safety of the volunteer. Just easier for the volunteer to assist that person. But we're hoping to go grocery shopping and bring more people at one time than just one at a time.
Okay.
We can also bring people to the senior center. For bingo or other types of things.
Absolutely, Patty.
Yeah.
How do people commandeer the vehicle if they need it?
They need to call us.
Okay.
They need to call and set up an appointment. We're hopefully, with that vehicle, we're hoping to do like more scheduled opportunities. Like we'd love to get some people to the music in the park before that's over. We have a couple people that need to go to the...
let me back up just a little bit. So if somebody just wants a ride to Music on the River some night, call the day before.
Yeah.
And then say, you know what, I would love to go to Music on the River tomorrow night. And then maybe they can call some other friends, say, call the senior center, call TIAV, because they can get us a ride to this and we can go and listen to the concert too.
Yes.
Okay.
And in this van, we can fit like probably 6 to 8 people in this van. So that would be the goal, is to use that van to its, to its capacity to pick up some people.
What about this? One thing I know with elderly folks is that you have recurring appointments, and it's usually a regular appointment. It's usually like every other Wednesday, every other Tuesday, every third, every first. If somebody has a recurring appointment that's generally set in stone? Can they, one of the things that they probably worry about every single time an appointment, how am I going to get there? Can they set something up on a long-term basis with the van and TAIV?
Yes.
Okay.
And that might be, we also use, the volunteers also use their vehicles if they choose.
Okay.
We encourage those to use our vans because we have two right now. But yeah, we have a few people who are on reoccurring appointments who have been on that for several months, and we're just a, you know, a dependable service. But we are volunteer driven, so you know those requests are fulfilled by our volunteers.
Good, because nobody needs more stress in their life.
No,
nobody needs that.
No, and boy, do they stress if they know or not know if they have a ride.
So let's back up a little bit. The Senior Community Picnic is going to do several things. It's going to feed us well. It's going to get some input so that you can serve the community better. It's going to be a nice time to just socialize. Where is it going to be?
We are going to be at Memorial Park.
Okay. And the tentative date or the set-in-stone date is August 10th.
Is August 10th. And we're looking at doing a lunch. So we're just figuring out the exact times, you know, probably like 11 to 1 or something. But okay. Everyone just be aware of, you know, watch our Facebook page. I'm going to be back on the radio to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to put, you know, we're going to advertise it well.
And we're hoping that people that are still working then can also come over for a lunch too.
Oh, sure.
A lot of seniors still work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Take a lunch break. What are you raising your hand for over there?
I'm a senior.
Oh, you're still working. Okay, got it. Yeah. Well, I guess I qualify too.
Yes, you do.
Come as well.
Oh, geez. Thanks. I was hoping you would say, how do you figure that, Jeff? No, but all of us, we got to stick together as senior citizens, I think. And so this is a great way to do that. August 10th, going to be a luncheon at Memorial Park, the Senior Community Picnic. Bring your wants, bring your needs, bring your appetite. And I'm wondering, is there going to be like a strolling troubadour going through the park that day to entertain her?
She's in charge of entertainment.
Really? Okay. Find an accordion player somewhere, Patty? Or?
That's Patty's department.
Okay, well, we'll leave that to Patty. So something will be there interesting, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take it to the bank. All right, Patty and Joan here this morning from TAIV and the Senior Center. Anything else? So the golf outing, we still have some openings for July 22nd out at Edgewater. And call TAIV or the Senior Center, both the phone numbers, same thing.
Yeah.
453-7575 or 5757.
5757.
There we go, 453-5757. And the Senior Community Picnic, August 10th, going to be a luncheon. What else do we need to know before you
take the road today? What I'd like to do is to give a shout-out to, so right now, our board has taken on the meal for bingo on Wednesday night. So they do that twice a month. And I've just got a great board that has pulled together. They cook the meal. They cook everything, whether it's turkey. They had turkey and gravy last night, or barbecued pork or brats, and they've just come together to just really do a great job, and I'd like to recognize my board. Huh. And they feed a lot of people at bingo. There's 157 people there last night, and everything was out from desserts to what turkey and gravy.
So the meal thrown in with the bingo cards? Or
they
is it a separate charge?
Oh, okay. No,
that's okay. That's okay. It's just good to know that it's there and available.
Yeah, they usually have somebody there every Wednesday, but we've been covering it twice a month, once or twice a month. So, it's a fundraiser for us.
Tomahawk Area Interfaith Volunteers, I think. Is there any other organization like this in any of the communities that you two know of?
No. We get calls from Monaco. We get calls from Rhinelander. Using our service, and we need to serve Tomahawk.
Yeah, and maybe somebody will be inspired by what you're doing here and come over and say, you know what, we need to have this over in our community. Tell me how to pull this off.
Yep, that would be awesome.
Good.
That would be wonderful.
Because the needs are obviously out there.
Mm-hmm.
Patty, before you hit the road, anything else you want to say to us today?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, no words of wisdom or anything like that?
Well...
Okay, we'll move on to Joan. Joan, any last words from you this morning?
I have no wisdom. Okay. Not today.
Good enough. I get that. I usually get to that point by about this time of the week, too. So welcome aboard, Joan. Joan and Patty, thank you, ladies, for being here this morning. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, thank you.